but it's hardly the case. I got my mother's advice and my father's attention to every single detail. And if logistics should fail, well, we get over it.
Is a special edition of the Enter the Shell show, and you just heard the song by Said the Whale called Lines. And I traveled down to the Mint in LA because they were performing, and I got to interview them. And we're going to listen to that in a couple minutes. But before we do, I also met up with another cool band, Priory, and we're going to be hearing with them later. But right here is Said the Whale. And I am here at the Mint. Why? Because of my latest obsession, Said the Whale. You could find them, saidthewhale.com. And I am here with Ben. How's it going?
So good, Turtle.
You guys just made the announcement that in March, you're going to be coming out with your full-length album, right?
That's so true, and I'm very, very, very excited for it. The title is Little Mountain for so many reasons.
And could you give me one?
One reason is that Vancouver's built on Little Mountain, and the top of Queen Elizabeth Park, which actually is Little Mountain, is the highest point in Vancouver. And all of our neighborhoods that we all live in are all based on Little Mountain. There's layers, you see, you know, there's all these little mountains that we overcome in this world that we're in. And, you know, this new record itself is a little mountain. And also, there's a little mountain probably everywhere, so everyone can relate to it. And yeah, it just seemed suiting. Oh, great, Tyler.
Oh, Tyler coming in. How's it going?
Oh my God, I got caught talking to my friend. Sorry.
It's cool. And by the way, I love your hat, Yoshi.
Thanks, yeah. I appreciate it.
I sent you back just as soon as rock I could find. Accompanied by just a couple of words came to mind. It's old and sad, saying you're lazy. Well, thought I'll be used to winning time. Think of this youth is a thing of the past. We're cutting down the trees and using our
Dude, it's a band meeting. It's completely... No. Please. Exactly. No worries. So now that we have an unofficial band meeting, right? One of you guys is getting kicked out, all right? I'm just kidding.
Nathan isn't here, so it must be him.
It's Nathan. We were going to have a rose ceremony, but...
The weakest link.
That you guys have out now, which is kind of a little bit Less of a mountain?
Right here?
Oh, yeah. Look at that. Look at that. It's New Brighton, right?
New Brighton.
And that is kind of like your guys' B-sides to Little Mountain, correct?
Yeah, I mean, sort of, sure. Yeah, why not? That's a good way to describe
it. Kind of yes and kind of no. It's kind of B-sides because they're not on the record, but it's kind of not because we liked all the songs, so that's why we did the EP in the first place, is that we didn't want to have any B-sides. How's it going, guys?
Hey, how's it going?
It's all good.
Yep. Oh.
Here, hold that.
I'll take this.
Bam. Teamwork. Say something witty.
This is a team interview, and we're all doing our part. Turtle, back to you.
Thanks, Ben. So, but you know, I find it very ironic, or maybe I should say very strange. I'm a huge fan of like Radiohead and stuff, and usually they release their B-sides after their album, whereas you guys kind of did it in reverse. And me, I'm more of a fan of B-sides. I don't know about you guys. Are you guys fans of B-sides?
Oh, yeah. Some of my favorite songs by my favorite bands are B-sides. Yeah.
Right? So it was just very strange. What was the kind of idea or thought for that, putting these songs on New Brighton?
It's very simple. We just wanted something to tide people over until the record came out. That's the simple, easy answer.
Cool. Also, it's been mixed by the producer, Tom Dobransky. So the record will have been mixed by somebody else. So it will have a bit of a different sound. And yeah, so a little, you know, a taste of something.
Lastly, tell me about the band that you guys are touring with. I ran into them in the bathroom. They were making their set right there, and they absolutely killed it. And can you guys tell me a little bit about these guys? They're really cool guys.
Yeah, We Are the City. They're our best friends and brothers, and one of my favorite bands in the whole world. So touring with them is amazing. Getting to watch them every night is a joy, and getting to hang out with them every day is almost even better.
So we're going to take a real quick break, and we're going to speak with Priory next, but we're going to give you a little taste of what they have to offer, and you can find Said the Whale at saidthewhale.com, but here is Priory.
I went down hard. I was looking just to dip my toes in the body of water for which you rose. You pull me under, my lady, you lay.
PrioryMusic.com is where you can find them at. And this is what they had to say when I traveled down to the Mint.
I am here with Priory. Very unexpected. I came down to the Mint to go see Said the Whale. And you guys opened up. Mm-hmm. To my surprise, you guys are awesome. Not saying that I wasn't expecting, you know, you guys to suck or anything like that. But usually when I go to a venue and I see the opening act, I'm usually trying to drink or go use the restroom. But you guys took me by surprise, and I really enjoyed your music. I would really like to know a little bit more about Priory. I know you guys are from Portland, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
How long have you guys been a band? How long have you guys been doing this?
We've been doing this for almost, is it four years?
About three and a half years.
It's about 3.5 years. Me and this guy have history, though, going back about 7.
We do.
For sure.
You do? And what's your guys' focus? You know, what are you guys trying to do with this music? Are you guys trying to save some trees or just trying to make some money? Or is it like...
Saving trees... Saving whales of any kind?
I don't think we've saved any trees or whales.
We have not. we just like good pop music, and we like to play it. We like to perform it.
Yep.
Really.
That's the reality. We feel fortunate that we're actually able to do this, you know, on a regular basis and go out and tour. You know, this year we're supposed to be on the road for 6 months, which will be nice. You know, the idea is that when we started this band, it was me and Kyle in a bedroom writing songs. And then from there, we pretty much branched out and brought on all these guys. And
Greg and Joe.
Yeah, Greg and Joe Mingus, Mr. Mingus. We've been crushing ever since. I apologize, internet world. We've been drinking a little bit of beer.
Tap in heavily. But tell me more about kind of you guys developing your sound, though, you know, into kind of what it is now. You know, at year one to year three, it's I'm sure it's evolved.
Of course. For sure. We've kind of, I guess, kind of honed in our songwriting. We've kind of figured out, we've always wanted electronic meets kind of natural acoustic instruments and finding the best of both worlds. And we're still working on that. We're going to, you know, our next record will be even better with that. We're kind of finding that, you know, connection. And I think that's what makes us, you know, a little unique that we have.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, samples on top of, you know, acoustic guitar with bass. He's running through bass synths, you know, with a lead guitar line. It, you know, it makes it, it kind of took a while. We had to jam, you know, those basement jams to kind of find that sound. But we've kind of...
If I can just interject real quick, you guys are from Portland, and to me that brings connotations of like Nirvana, you know, some Jimmy...
Northwest grunge.
Yeah, like, you know, to kind of find this unique style, though, is strange, you know, especially coming from the land of grunge. You know, is this your way of kind of...
That's awesome.
You know...
Feels good.
...rebelling against kind of where you guys are from, or...
I don't think it's rebellion. I think it's more of like a roots thing. It's like, when I was a kid, I was like 12 years old... My grandmother gave me her jazz collection. It was like Motown, Stax Recordings, and then like Miles Davis, Thelonious Monk, and Miles at Newport, and that kind of stuff. So I was indoctrinated with that. My dad was like a professional jazz player when I was young. And I went to an art school when I was young. So I had some of that training. Joe has went to school for music. He's like a consummate badass drummer. This guy has like an incredible musical background. You know, he has, like, he draws from, like, Chet Atkins and, you know, like, all these phenomenal, like, acoustic fingerstyle players of past. And Greg the same way. Like, he understands, like, lead and, like, pop of the 80s and I think it's just one of these things. We all brought together our styles, and it just, somehow it just all gelled. Mm-hmm. Like, we love each other. We're like family, so we tour really, really well.
We are family.
And when we create music, it's the same way. It's like we feel passionate about it, and we love each other, and good stuff comes out. And we're not scared. We're not trying to go in any direction. It's like what comes out, comes out. Mm-hmm. If it's good, we love it, you know?
And it's all, so like, it's really pretty anti-grunge.
pretty anti-grunge. Not that we, you know.
It's all
anti-grunge.
Kurt Cobain, rest in peace, and all that.
The anti-grunge movement.
No, so, but I think the thing is, like, Portland right now is like, has a specific static. So I understand exactly what you're saying. But I think we are just creating good music. The weirdest part about it is, like, Portland didn't know who we were. Like, we got signed, and then we got to do our first few tours. And then Portland started to pay attention. So we're just kind of doing what we're doing, and we're glad that people love it. Mm-hmm. And we just feel really fortunate, you know, like, to have dudes like you say, like, hey, this is rad. You know what I mean? Let's talk about it and whatever.
So, I felt like a little girl. I'm like, will you come to the back with me and do an interview?
No, great. No, but that's the whole idea. We're trying to perpetuate that.
That might not happen in Portland.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so you know, Portland.
So you might be right.
Portland has an amazing scene, and we love all the bands that are coming out there. But it's a specific aesthetic, but there's, like, so much going on musically. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We're drawing from a lot of different places. But the one thing we are is not trying to fit into a specific aesthetic. Like, the idea, if we want to have, like, any form of, like, our music, we use a lot of different instrumentation, you know, and during any given chorus, Greg will play, like, glockenspiel, organ, and guitar. Like, within 8 bars of music, you know what I mean? Like, that's, and it wasn't like, hey, you need to make this look mathy. It's like, you know what I mean? What does this song need? Like, mm-hmm. what textural and sonic elements does this portion of the song need? So you really think about it, it's like, we want to make songs that people will dig and that feel good to us, and that we're willing to feel good enough to us to actually play night after night, if, you know, if we're doing this.
Right.
So. Right.
Well, there it is. Go check them out. They are The Priory. And what's your website? Priorymusic.com? Is that it?
Indeed.
Yeah, go check them out. You're going to have tour dates, and I'm sure you can buy physical as well as digital copies.
You can. Absolutely. iTunes. It's on iTunes.
Amazon.
Coming up next, I have my Aunt Berta. She's going to be weighing in on the Michael Jackson Conrad Murray trial. And I'm going to put her in the celebrity corner. But first, another song. Here is Priory.
Come out and play. We were like the dawn when we were born. The shade. you know they're gonna sound. Well, come on, I hope I sing it right. Cause girl, I wanna lay you down. Well, come on, I know you feel it right. Alarms, you know they're gonna sound. You're the one who's always been here by my side. I swear to God, I'll never try to make you cry. Oh no, I won't.
And it is now time to get into the celebrity corner. And with me is the famed celebrity, my Aunt Berta, famed Michael Jackson devotee. How's it going?
Hey, DJ Turtle. Good. It's really glad. I'm really glad to be back on your show. It seems like it's been not too long ago when I was on your show when Michael Jackson passed away.
Yeah, and then we talked later on the year of his death, the anniversary of his death, and you kind of gave me a sentiment. And kind of when that was all happening, that's when the whole Conrad Murray trial was just kind of about to begin. So and the verdict's out, and maybe if you've been sleeping under a rock, you may not know this, but he was found guilty and he was sentenced to 4 years. And I want to know kind of the sentiment with all the Michael Jackson fans. Do you feel that you guys are I guess not relieved, but do you think this was a just ruling?
Well, the day that he was, found guilty of manslaughter, it was just a really nervous day for me. So I was just a big fan, and I was at work, and I was on my lunch break, and, we didn't have access to the internet, so we listened to it on the radio. So, just waiting to hear, and it was really scary to have heard the words that he was not guilty, if that were to happen. So just feeling all of that and, finding out that they, did find him guilty, and, there was just so much, against him. Just being a really big fan, that he'll never, nothing will ever suffice to, him coming back or, nothing. I don't feel that, there will never be justice, for the Jackson family, for Michael Jackson, only if he were alive. So that's the way I'm feeling. It was just a sad day overall, but I'm glad, I really can't say I'm, happy that happened to Conrad Murray. It's just overall sad for all the families,
Yeah. Yeah, it's a shame that we even had to have this trial, I guess.
Yeah.
So now tell me, I know you're headed to Cirque du Soleil in January, right? For the Michael Jackson Cirque du Soleil thing, right?
No, actually, in less than about 10 days to Vegas at the Cirque du Soleil at the Mandalay Bay. So it's going to be really exciting. I'm looking forward to that. I've seen some of the previews. They're basing it on all of his music, and they're just reliving his music and life.
Is there any song that you want them to play?
I really like all of them. One that's really stuck in my mind is the song that he played at Ryan White's funeral. Ryan White was one of the kids that died of AIDS, and the song is called Gone Too Soon. And so it's a really sad song, and like I've mentioned to my family, it's really funny, but I've told them at my funeral, they're going to be playing Michael Jackson music, and if anyone hears the music and they say, why in the hell are they playing Michael Jackson here? And I'll tell them, you know, you better tell them to you leave, because, you know, they never knew who I was, because I was a really big Michael Jackson fan.
Right, so. and we'll all know that, because you're probably going to be buried in the Michael Jackson, like, suit, right?
I know, and probably some people just don't understand it, and, you know, I'm a, you know, older person, you know, still liking Michael Jackson, but, you know, that's just who I am, you know, and I'll always, you know, like his music. And, you know, he'll live on.
Cool. Well, I'm going to switch topics real quick. I know you're a big football fan. I wanted to know if you watched the Lions game on Thanksgiving Day.
No, I didn't watch that game.
Well, it's a good thing you didn't, because Nickelback actually played the Thanksgiving halftime show. And here's the thing about that, and I'm very curious about your take on Nickelback. I don't think on an American holiday, a Canadian band should be playing. I think, you know, they should have went with maybe a soul for Detroit, or maybe even a Kid Rock. And I'm just curious if you felt kind of that sentiment, because I know there was a big backlash when it was first announced that Nickelback was going to be performing.
I really couldn't say, because I don't know who they are.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing.
So I would just have said they play Michael Jackson.
Okay. Right? Where was Michael Jackson from? Was he from Indiana? Right?
Yep, Gary, Indiana.
So you know, that's pretty American as they get. That's what they should have done in honor of, you know, Conrad Murray being in trial. Moving right along, do you watch The Office?
No, I don't.
That's fine. Well, if you've been watching The Office, you're aware that they are a part of a fictitious paper company called Dunder Mifflin. NBC just reached a deal which they would actually be selling Dunder Mifflin paper in Staples stores. And here's the thing about this. Everybody keeps on talking about paper and how we need to move away from that, and everything is becoming digitized. Do you think that paper will ever go away?
I don't think so. We're trying to get that in our office, but, I mean, you know, we still need copies of this and that, and, you know, I don't know. Hopefully one day soon it will, but I don't see it anytime soon. I mean, it's getting a little bit better, but I don't know, you know, how soon that will be. But it's in the process.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's now time to see if you can guess who this week's artist of the week is. And by the way, Amperta, thank you so much for playing along the Enter the Shell show. So let me give you a few clues to see if you can guess who this week's artist of the week is. This week's artist of the week. Well, first of all, we're going to some uncharted territory here. With a musical style that has been covered, that actually hasn't been covered. The artist is no King of the Hill in the pop music community, so there's like a clue. And you can bet you've made a name for themselves in other works of pop culture, but the game is not about popularity, but about making great music. So who do you think this week's artist of the week is? Give me one guess.
King of the Hill.
No, it is not. But if you would have guessed Refreshments, that would have been an even better guess. But I'll tell you what. Check the blog section on Friday and find out who we picked, who this week's artist of the week is. Thank you so much, Aunt Berta. If you could write us a blog, or maybe take a few photos so that we can post them on Enter the Shell, that would be awesome.
Okay, great. I'll try to do that for the Cirque du Soleil, the Immortal Tour.
Yeah, that'd be cool. All right, thank you so much. All right.
Okay, thanks, DJ Turtle.
So that was my Aunt Berta, and she's a major, major Michael Jackson fan. So I'm not saying she speaks for everyone, but she kind of has the pulse on all fandom of Michael Jackson. It's now time for shout-outs, and I got a few shout-outs. One to all the bloggers. Thank you guys so much for blogging every day and putting something new up every week on Enter the Shell. Especially to Milo for helping me get my computer back up and running. That was pretty major. And I want to give some shout-outs to you guys, the listeners. Thank you so much for listening. And most importantly, tell all your friends about us. And to NoHo2 Studio, you can visit them, NoHo2.com. And if you don't have a smartphone, you need to step up your game. And you need to log on to Stitcher.com and download us, because we are now streaming on smartphones. And it is now time to find out the moral of today's show. So I'm going to start up the Demoralizer 3000. Michael Jackson, Conrad Murray, Aunt Berta, Cirque du Soleil, Nickelback, Dunder Mifflin, Paper, and thank you. That means it's done, and well, there's nobody really here, so I'm going to open up that envelope and read us the moral of today's show. And the moral for today's show is, I'm going to win the lottery and buy chinchillas and tattoos for everyone. There it is. That easy. That's the moral of this week's show. My guests have been Said the Whale. You can find them, saidthewhale.com. And Priory, you can find them at priorymusic.com. And we are going to leave you now with Said the Whale. And we're going to leave you now with their song, B.C. Orienteering. Try saying that a few times. That's going to wrap it up for this edition of the End of the Jail Show. We are out of here. Later.
You're taken by the woods, even though you're aware of the slippery cliffs and the big black bears and the salal. Snared is taller than yourself. Ferns growing as thick as the trees. Yeah. You're looking for a flag at the top of the hill. It's a race against the light. One false step can mean staying the night. And that's why you should never travel alone. No, you should never travel alone. Your step, you get your footing right. Yeah. And a broken compass can mean stay in the night. And that's why you should always know where you're going. If you've got a map, you should always know where you're going. And you know that, 'cause even if you've got a map, you might not make it home. Having never met a bear, and you capture the flag at the top of the hill with daylight to spare. Orienteering comes naturally, you read the map right. One wrong turn can mean stay in the night. Never yet, and you might just make it home. EnterTheShell.com. Thanks for distracting.